page 136. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. He heard my voice from his temple.
I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty hooks. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, and sing praises to your name. Glory be to the Father and Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. He heard my voice from his temple.
God on high,
and on earth peace, the will for men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God of Father.
Thank you.
us pray. O Lord, we implore you favorably to hear the prayers of your people, that we who are justly punished for our offenses may be mercifully delivered by your goodness. For the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Sunday is from the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus. Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?" And the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why is it that you have brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken them. For the needy shall not always forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let men prevail.
The epistle is from the 9th and 10th chapters of 1 Corinthians. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. Therefore run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea, All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel.
Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And they went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, 'Why have you been standing idle all here? Why have you been standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive.' So when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the steward, 'Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning at the last to the first.' And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they received a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more. And they likewise each received a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, 'These men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the heat of the day.' But he answered and said to them, 'Friends, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to the last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit,
Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Sermon text is Matthew 20, verse 4. You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will pay you. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When the scriptures say the kingdom of heaven, it's not really talking about heaven, but about the way that God works in his church right here on earth. The parable about the laborers in the vineyard was told by Jesus to answer a question, one that was posed by the apostle Peter. Whenever Peter saw the rich young man, the ruler, who went away sad because Jesus had told him to sell his possessions and then come follow him, he said to Jesus, Peter did, "See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" So Jesus gave the apostles the promise of many great things. He said, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life." But then Jesus gives a stern warning. But many who are first will be last and the last first. Now, this saying is not simply saying that the first ones will be put at the end of the line. No, those who think that they are first and foremost because of their works, they will be put at the last or worst of all. In other words, the first ones will be sent to hell. They will not be in the kingdom at all. The last ones, but the ones who are hired last will be given the gift of heaven. With this parable, therefore, Jesus warns his disciples, though he will give them eternal life free, and though he will shower temporal blessings upon them, he warns them against the sins of greed and selfishness. In the end, the story of the laborers in the vineyard, it's a story about unbelievers and believers, both of whom are working in the vineyard. In other words, not everyone who sits in the pews of Christ's church will actually really be a believer. Some will not. And at the end of life, it will be revealed just who trusted that God was good and that he would pay them whatever was right. These believers received more than their share, and they received God's gracious love and mercy. They trusted in him. Now the others who were in the vineyard, the others did not trust at all. They did not trust in God. They did not think that God had their best interests in mind. Oh yes, they worked for God, all right, but they did not trust in him. They made him sign a contract. "I'll not step a foot into that vineyard or do any work for you unless you promise." And he had to sign it. And then, at the end, when he gave them just exactly what was on that contract, they grumbled about what they got, though it was in the contract. What is this? Well, these are the unbelievers who come to church in order to please their spouse. They come to church in order to get business contacts and such. They come to church because they think that they will get something extra. That is the reason why they come. They do not do what is right because they trust in him. They end up doing the right thing, but they do it for what they will get out of it. They give up, well, maybe staying at home and coming to church, but so that they get stuff out of it, business contacts, their wife being happy. They do it, they leave behind living together in order that they, well, might get married in the church, but they do it when it fits their situation and at the right time that they are told. They want, but it's what they want to get out of it. And then they grumble because of their wages, and they are sent away. This parable, which is about believers and unbelievers, shows us the distinction. The distinction is not works. It is faith. Faith by which they trust in God that he will do whatever is right, that is, in his grace and mercy, he will shower upon his blessings. A faith like that is one which produces a thankful life, not grumbling. So, the solution to the problem which the laborers in the vineyards presents, one in which God's church here on earth may actually have both believers and unbelievers, is not for me to chew you out and to tell you, you better start trusting, or you need to have the right reason to hold on to God. No, not at all. The solution is for me to give you a reason why you should trust in God. Jesus is calling us. He's calling us into his vineyard, and his vineyard is his church. And the way he calls into the vineyard is through the preaching of the word of law and gospel. And he is diligently inviting us to leave behind our sin and the misery that he causes. And he is telling us, come into my church where I will shower my blessings upon you. He wants us here because he wants to give to us. It is not a selfish reason. He goes out at the break of day that he might call those in. Now, those who are out there at the break of day, when he goes and invites them and says, come on in, and he would shower blessings, they haggle with him. But he does not turn them away. He hopes that when they come in, they will hear the word, and by their service, they will learn of his goodness, and they will come to believe. He goes out again at 9 and at noon and at 3 p.m. He's continually inviting into his vineyard, into his church. There is no one who is excluded. He is absolutely crazy about God's the people that they might come in and they might be his people. He desires that all would be saved and would come to a knowledge of the truth. And finally, he goes out at 5 p.m. There's only 1 hour of work left. But even at this late hour, if he can save some, when he talks to them, they even lie about not being hired as if they were standing around all day. Nevertheless, he says, come in. Come in. Let me teach you. Let me show you. He sends them out into his vineyard. This is calling them in that he might preach and teach to them. Now, we're used to stories that are found in God's word about being a Christian. Sometimes those stories relate to a feast, about God inviting us to a feast, or sometimes they relate to being set free. We have other stories that talk about God calling us into his church, things about a coin that was lost and was found, or about sheep that have wandered away and he wants to bring them back into his fold. Today, though, the church is being compared to employment in the vineyard. And that might seem a little strange to us. We usually complain about, the work that we have to do. However, if you are out of work for any length of time, or if you have no income, or if you need a job to provide for yourself and for your family, it's a wonderful thing to be employed, to be brought in. People spend a good deal of time and money trying to make themselves attractive to an employer. Well, despite God using this employment analogy in order to talk about his church, we need to know that this is not a matter of a works righteousness. You do your work and then God pays you salvation. Of course not. We have nothing of our own. But he in his generosity desires us to be saved. That's what his calling us into the vineyard. He desires to employ us, to make us believers. We cannot by our own reason or strength do anything. But he who owns the vineyard He is the one who then provides the knowledge through the preaching and teaching. He is the one who provides the faith so that we trust in him. He is the one who then even pays us our wages. If you can think of, in a similar way, maybe your son in your house, he's been given a bed and a room, and he's been fed and he's been clothed, and yet you still pay him for doing his setting the table and this and that. It's not that by him doing this he earns a place in the household. So in the same way, we who have been given employment in the vineyard, we've been placed in his church, he still pays us and blesses us for whatever work that we do. So I have given you a reason to trust in your God who calls you. The difference between believers and unbelievers, as I said at the beginning, is not works. It is faith. It is trust that our God loves us and that he has done everything for us, and that in our life for him, we can trust that he will do whatever is right and bring out good for it. A faith which is produced by that brings forth thankful lives. So this Sunday, as we begin a pre-Lenten season, the Gethsemane season, as we prepare for the beginning of Lent, let us not simply be baptized as if it is somehow some good work which we have done. Let us trust in our baptism, because that is a gracious gift of God, and he has, through the water and the word, he has put us in his vineyard, he has put us in his church. Let us trust in God's promise to free us from our sin and the promise to give us the freedom of a new land. Let's begin in the morning and the evening to make the sign of the cross by which we show that we are marked as children of God. Let us be good children, those who would admit their faults, who listen to our Heavenly Father and then be taught the truth and the wisdom. And in the coming weeks, as we prepare for this beginning of Lent, do not simply eat and drink of Jesus Christ, but do it profitably. That is, trusting in God's words of forgiveness he is giving. Do it in remembrance of the one who died for you. Take his life, take his salvation as a gift, and then go and lead lives of service working in God's vineyard. And finally, do not demand a wage. Do not bind God to a contract. Instead, accept whatever is right and good. He will be most gracious to you. Simply accept the testament that his son secured, and we know that we will enjoy the riches of fare. Let us be, well, diligent in doing our vocation. And so, in the baptismal service by which we began our Christian life, it also speaks, maybe not exactly of the vineyard, but it does speak of the work and that analogy which is about being in this church. At the end of the baptismal service, here's what the congregation says. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, a child of the same Heavenly Father, to work with us in his kingdom. Come, let us be children of God and work in his kingdom. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me, we stand.
Restore to me the joy of
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. O Lord God, by your gracious invitation, we who produce nothing of value by ourselves have been called to work in your vineyard. Give us the will to do your will and the strength to accomplish it. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, give your people who are baptized into Christ, those who regularly receive your body and blood, give them a new spirit so that they will not receive the Lord's word and sacraments in vain, but they will daily die to sin and rise to new life. Keep safe our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, so that having preached to others, they will not be disqualified for the prize of eternal life through unrepentance. Send your Holy Spirit upon our director Keeley, our teachers and staff, so that the children believe your word. We pray also for Iglesia, the confessional church in Colombia, of whom we are in fellowship, and for Pastor Carlos Marin. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
you created and now preserve and govern the whole universe. To the leaders of the nations, give hearts that love peace and work toward the common good. To our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges, give them wisdom and willingness to be fair, just, and caring. For our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, Alex and Daniel, we ask that those who attend to us in times of emergency and all public servants, that all these would give to them commitment to duty, and in times of danger, keep them safe. Lord, you are the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those who are affected by the coronavirus. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected and calm the worries of the timid, so that in all their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. Let us pray to the Lord. O God, your compassions never fail. Give healing to the sick, relief to the suffering, peace to the sorrowful, and mercy to every soul that is distressed, that they may find in you the help that only you can give them. For our shut-ins, Carolyn and Jean, also our elderly Violet, provide for the needs of Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Brad, Gibb, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, and Jim. We give thanks to you for the successful surgeries for Gatlin and Susie and Linda. We ask that you would be with Jade and her unborn child. We ask also that you would bless the travel and the committal of Walter tomorrow. We ask that you would be with our students, with Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. You bid your people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Renew our zeal in faith and life and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Bring us
out of the net, which they have secretly laid for me.
Depart in
for you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated those who regard useless idols, but I trust in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
show your servants
the
light of your countenance, Lord, and save me.
Thank you.
body and blood, strengthen and preserve your body and kingdom for life everlasting.
Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.